Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today, we are going to be diving into a conversation all about our higher self. And so this conversation is inspired by a question that was submitted from Nicole. And so Nicole says, "What is your take on the process of allowing a deeper merging with one's higher self? And what do you think can help us to make this process easier?" Ooh, this is so good. I love this. This is one of my favorite things to talk about, aside from angels and all the things. So let's dive in. I first want to start off by saying that I feel like this process of merging with our higher self and knowing our higher self and embodying our higher self, I really do believe that it is a journey of our lifetime. I believe that because our souls are infinite divine beings, that there is an infinite potential that we can become embodied within. And so there's not really an end. I don't really see it as an end. I see it more of how much can I embody in this lifetime? How much can I come into alignment with my true self in this lifetime? And so that's the first thing that I want to share, just to give you some perspective in the sense that, you know, it's a limitless journey. It's a limitless potential kind of a situation. And there's not going to be a definitive like, okay, I did it. It's done. I did it. I accomplished it. You know, it's one of those things. And so I do feel like in general, the spiritual journey as a whole, you know, that spiritual awakening process and then moving into a soul awakening process, it brings us into the situations, the circumstances, the healing, all of the things that are necessary to support us with coming into alignment with our true self. And essentially, the way that I like to think of it is seeing it as I'm a human, and therefore I have my human flaws, I have my human conditioning, I have my ego brain that likes to think a certain way, and then I have my spiritual being, my higher self. And my higher self is connected to my divine truth. It's connected to my gifts. It's connected to my potential. It's connected to my mission, my soul's mission. And so it's basically looking at it as I'm walking this human life, how much of my higher self can I allow to come into full expression? Meaning that when I'm faced with challenging situations or moments, how is my higher self looking at this versus how is my human looking at this? I don't believe that merging with our higher self means that we don't go through challenges or that, you know, now like everything is beautiful and perfect and crystal clear and all those things, simply because we are living in the duality that we are still humans. Like as long as you are here and living, you're going to have those experiences still of fear, anxiety, you know, worry, doubt, all of those are normal. It's a part of our humanness. And it's about looking at how does the divine version of myself perceive this current circumstance or this current situation. And so when it comes to our journey of merging with our higher self, I do believe that there's certain different aspects that are important to look at. And for many people, this journey starts off with a lot of healing. And I do believe that healing is also a continuous process. There will be healing for us because we're human, because we're flawed, we are not perfect. There's always room for healing. But I do believe that a lot of people come into this from that state of recognizing that there are things for them to heal. There are traumas that need to be healed. And I believe that all of us experience that on some level, we all have had experiences or situations or challenges that require us to heal from them. And so the healing aspect is one part of the merging with your higher self. If I'm still holding on to the wounding of a past trauma, then it's going to be really hard for me to accept and to fully receive the magnificence and the light and the truth that is my higher self. Oftentimes, trauma holds us in a place where we either are blaming ourselves or we do not forgive ourselves, or where we feel not worthy. We don't feel like we're good enough. We have all of these different things that pop up around that. And so when it comes to the healing, it's really making the space and shifting that energy of the trauma that's held within our bodies and shifting it into healing, shifting it back into divine light and love, shifting it back into the divine connection of who we are. And that is then what creates space for us to be able to hold more of our frequency, of our truth, of our higher self. So that's one side of it. Another side is the deconditioning. We all have conditioned responses, default mechanisms, so to speak, that, you know, when we get triggered, we kind of are conditioned to react in a certain way. When we're triggered, we're conditioned to fight or flight. And so another part of the journey, aside from the healing, is noticing those patterns, noticing what response you immediately go into when you're triggered, when you feel afraid, when you feel anxious, like what immediately comes to the forefront. And it's a practice of being present with yourself and deconditioning from that in order to bring through, you can think of it as reprogramming or reconnecting to what is truth. And to understand that even if a certain situation externally looks like things are falling apart, that the truth is that things are actually coming together. Things are falling apart in order for things to come together. And so when that happens, it's a practice, it's an awareness thing, a practice to decondition out of what our default patterns might be, and to ask ourselves, what is the truth of the situation and how is my higher self wanting to respond to this? My wise, connected, healed being filled with peace and love, how does that version of me respond to this situation? And then from there, you're kind of learning how to respond from a different space, from a different frequency, to be able to see things from a different perspective. And essentially, it leads you to different solutions, divine solutions. And then the third part of this is soul expression. I do believe that aside from the healing, aside from the deconditioning, that our higher selves are here to be expressed. They're here to experience. They're here to be. I talked about this at the beginning, being embodied in who you truly are. A part of that is, what is the energy? What is the light? What is the truth? What is the love that you are here to bring? And that's going to look very different for every single person. There's no one exact way that that shows up. And essentially, it is a journey of discovery, a journey of discovery of how your higher self desires to be expressed in this lifetime. And so bringing through that expression through your work, through your career, through your family life, through your friendships, your other relationships. And it's multifaceted. So there's no one, like, this is the thing. This is the one way that we are all meant to express ourselves. It's going to look different for every single person. And I feel like that journey of self-expression is what often people think of as their purpose. When you ask yourself, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? Why is my soul here? What is the bigger mission on my heart? And to me, I look at it from this lens of, well, how are you here to be expressed? What is the experience that your soul has come here to be in and to share and to give? What have you been chosen to give and to bring into the world? I believe a huge part of this self-expression is about leaving the world a better place than how we found it. And it's asking ourselves, what's the contribution that I'm here to make? And again, it's going to look so different for every single person, But essentially, there is a contribution that you're here to make. And our mind likes to quantify it as big or small or this or that. But essentially, it's whatever your truth is, whatever your true self is bringing to the forefront. So another aspect of this journey of merging with our higher self is understanding and asking ourselves, how am I here to express myself? What am I here to contribute? What have I been chosen to give and to bring into the world? My light, what is it here to do? And trusting in what comes up around that as you explore that part of your journey. So I believe that those three main aspects really come together to support us. And as we work through each of those, the healing, the deconditioning, and our soul expression, it all merges beautifully to support us with understanding more of our true self and being embodied in our higher self. And the other thing that I'll just mention is that I don't believe that there's a specific order. I think that those things are working simultaneously all together at the same time. So it's not like, first I got to do healing, then I got to do deconditioning, and then I'm going to be self-expressed. It's all jumbled in together. Sometimes it's a healing moment on your journey. Sometimes it's more about the self-expression. Sometimes it's deconditioning. Sometimes it's all three at the same time, which is often really how it is. So just knowing that all of these three elements are working together at different moments, different places along your journey, and that they repeat themselves. So it's also, like I said before, this is an ongoing continuous journey. So it's not really a thing of, I did the healing, I'm done, no more healing for me, I'm good to go. There will be moments where healing comes up for you, where deconditioning comes up for you, where stepping into the next level of your soul's expression will be relevant for you. And so it's just a matter of being aware and discerning and trusting in how your journey is unfolding. All of these things are what are going to lead you to living in your true potential. Essentially, the way that I see this is that your higher self holds that potential energy. And so the more that you move through these different elements that I just described, the more you're going to be understanding what the potential is for you and actually living it, embodying it, and being it in the world and bringing through that contribution, like I said, what you were chosen to do. Now, when it comes to talking about what makes this process easier, I feel like there's two key things to look at here. The first one is your connection to the divine. And the way that I look at it is I really see it as the connection to your creator. So whether you resonate with the word God or the divine, source energy, whatever it is for you, I want you to think of it as your relationship with your creator specifically. So we're at this moment and in the context of what I'm talking about, we love the angels, we love our spirit guides, we love the ascended masters, but it's really about the connection between you and your creator. And I feel like when we develop that relationship specifically and when we come into that remembrance and that knowing that I was created by the divine and I was chosen by the divine to be here and that there's a specific mission that the divine has placed on my heart to fulfill, to experience, to be here, that is when we are going to come into a space where we are able to recognize more of our true self in the desires, in our intuitive hits, in our knowing. And that can only be something that's between you and your creator. So again, whether you resonate with God, the divine, source energy, creator, or something else, I want you to look at that relationship and look at how you call upon that divine energy, that source energy, that God energy to be with you and to be connected to it and for it to help you recognize more of your true self every step of the way. The second part here is really about understanding how every experience that we have in life is moving us closer to our higher self and to our divine destiny and to our highest potential, if we choose to look at it that way. So whenever we are going through a challenging time, a painful moment, something that feels super, super, super heavy, something that really makes us stop and think. And oftentimes for us, we're stopping because we're so triggered and we are in anxiety, panic, fear, exhaustion, whatever the case is. I want you to first look at it and see there's always a choice. There's a choice to be in that cycle, in that pattern, to just try and get through it, to just try and figure it out, and to just try and find a solution, and then, okay, and then I'm good to go. Or the other side of it is for you to look at as the initiation. What is this current circumstance initiating me into with regards to my true self? And being able to see that all of these moments, these different circumstances, these different situations that we go through that are painful, that are hard, that are challenging, that stretches us to the very limits. It's understanding that when we are going through that, it's not just about learning a lesson or like, okay, I'm getting some strength here or whatever it is. It is about that, but it's also not about that. It's also about the fact that you are being initiated. You are being called forward into more of your true self. You are being called forward to embody more of your truth, more of who you are, to understand and recognize that you have a power that is inside of you that is ready to be accessed and that is ready to be embodied. And so moving through that specific hardship or challenge is leading you into that. And so recognizing that. And I know it's so easy for us when we're going through a hard time to say, why is this happening to me? Why? Like, what did I do wrong? Haven't I been doing enough? What's this challenge all about? Why is this happening to me? And, you know, you've probably heard other spiritual teachers talking about how it's not happening to me, it's happening for me. And the real reason behind it is that it's a calling forward. And we also have our free will. And so we must recognize the initiation and say, oh, I'm being initiated into something. I'm being called forward into something that the way that I've been doing things up until this point, as much as it has served me to a certain level, I'm being called to change something, to show up in a different way, to embody a certain truth, whatever the case is. Maybe it's, you know, changing environments, changing a situation, whatever. It's going to be different for each person and it's going to change every time. But the point is that when you see your challenges as an initiation into living as more as more of your true self, then you're going to experience that deeper level of alchemy and that deeper level of transmutation of that pain into your potential. This is what I feel catapults us into a different timeline, that catapults us into a different level of frequency of vibration, because we're no longer just trying to get by. We are now recognizing that this is an initiation. Like, I'm meant to jump from here. I'm jumping from this cliff across to the other side, and I got to take a leap of faith. I got to trust. I got to do things different. Things are changing. So that's something else to just be aware of and to know that is so important and so powerful when it comes to moving through this process and coming into deeper connection with your higher self. Now, this whole experience that I just shared, this is something that I call a soul awakening. And it's different than a spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening is when you have that moment. It's like a specific moment in your life that you can think of when you became aware of the existence of the spiritual world, when you became aware of the fact that your sensitivity to energy is actually more than just you being sensitive. It's actually your connection to spirit. You being aware that there's angels, that there's spirit guides, there's something more beyond the physical. That's a spiritual awakening. It's defined by a specific moment that you can remember when things started to happen. A soul awakening is this initiation. A soul awakening is quite literally you being awakened to more of your true self, to more of your soul, to more of your spirit, to more of your higher self, and being initiated to bring that energy into your everyday life, to become that next version of you. And so when it comes to soul awakening, I see it as 8 different pillars that we move through. And a soul awakening is also a a cycle. So we're going to have many soul awakenings throughout our life. Spiritual awakening is one time. It's a defined moment. A soul awakening happens multiple times. It'll happen throughout your journey. And every single time you are being initiated to come into deeper connection with your higher self and to embody more of that frequency, more of that light, more of that truth. And so part of that process is healing, it's deconditioning, it's understanding your soul's expression, the things that I already shared about. And so that's the process. And in that initiation phase, that's one of the pillars. And that's really about understanding when you're in that challenging moment, in that situation, it's like, oh, we are starting a soul awakening cycle. Okay, here we go. And so, like I said, being met with that challenge is a calling forward. It's your higher self being like, okay, we're ready to up level. We're ready to move into this next experience, this next level of truth of who we are. Ready? You want to say yes? Yes? Okay, cool. Let's go. So that's the soul awakening process. Now, when it comes to being able to transform your challenges into your true potential, I have a free masterclass where I'm teaching that process. That's the spiritual alchemy part. That's where we are alchemizing, aka transmuting, transforming one form of energy, which is the hardship, which is the challenge, which is the pain, the fear, the anxiety, whatever it is that you're going through, transforming that into your power, into your truth, into your potential. So that's the transition. That's what spiritual alchemy is. And I'm teaching that in a free masterclass that you can join in the link below this episode. So I'm really excited to share more about that. But essentially, this is the process and how I view our merging with our higher self. So I would love to hear from you. If you're watching me on YouTube, share in the comments below what part of this resonated the most. Let me know what comes up for you when it comes to connecting with your higher self. And like I said, I have a free masterclass called Spiritual Alchemy. This is where I'm going to teach you how to move through that initial part, that initiation, to spark that soul awakening process for you, to bring it to life so that you're not stuck in the initiation phase and simply just trying to get out or trying to find a solution. You're actually moving into a higher timeline, a deeper connection with yourself, and moving closer into living in your true potential. So if you want to join me for this masterclass, all you have to do is go to the link in the show notes below this episode. All the details are there. You can join, you can get instant access, and I'm so excited to see you in there. So that is it for today's episode. If it resonated with you, let me know. You can always send me a DM on Instagram, share it with your friends. And I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. As always, I'm sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection Podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.